You're with Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ. Good evening and welcome to the Big Z Sports Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. We'll take a closer look at some of our local schools and what they do in their communities. Our program is brought to you by Michael Taylor Allstate Insurance. Now, let's join the crew from Big Z Sports.
Welcome into the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition, right here on Z Country 99.9. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Yes, Eric's back, and he is in rare form tonight. Eric, how are you feeling?
Well, I thought he was going to come across the desk at me.
If you guys could just see what goes on when the mics are off. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's Chris Kale trying to put words in people's mouths like he always does. Yes. But let's open the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a good, fun show tonight, the Extra Point Edition. Of course, we welcome in a high school from around the area. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Sandy Valley Cardinals. A couple tough losses for the Cardinals this year so far. We'll get into that coming up. They are 1-2 on the season, guys. But first segment, we're going to talk about Week 3. Eric, we know you weren't here last week. You listened, and you kind of know what was going on with Week 3. Yeah. But let's go over the scoreboard and talk about some games and recap Week 3, guys.
Definitely. Let's go over the scoreboard. First game we'll talk about, the Ridgewood Generals. They got by Coshocton 34-19. Colton Alexander, a couple of touchdown runs. Speedy Claxton, a couple of field goals.
I missed that. Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah. And
he didn't do it very much last week.
And Lamnick with a touchdown run. Ridgewood continues to roll 3-0.
It was because Jared was here. Coach Slusser, you guys talked to him after that game. He said finally his team kind of played a full game.
Came out and played really well. And unlike last week, we went ahead and played well in the second half, too, and finished it off.
That's a Slusser quote for you.
It's a Slusser being funny right there. And, congratulations to the Generals. Big win last week for them. We weren't sure what was going to happen. I know he wasn't too confident going into that game, knowing Coshocton's a big physical team, but his team went over and took care of business. And
those points before the half for them were huge in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Definitely.
So Ridgewood 3-0 now, Chris.
Yeah, and the Garaway Pirates, they go and lost one that they probably should have won. They were up, 23-6, I believe. 20-6.
And Joe remembers it.
Yeah. And it just a tough one. You know, Jason Wallach, you know, he had a lot to say about that game, too, and just a tough deal.
You know, it's heartbreaking. You know when Dover loses, how you feel like, oh, my gosh, they should have won that game. That's how I felt last night. It's like Garaway should have won that game last week against Danville. Their players know they should have won. The coaches know. And it just didn't happen. Unfortunately, a young team like that, that's what you run into. But you know what? Coach Wallach was very, very excited about this team after the game.
Yeah, he had a lot to say about his squad after the game, even after a loss. He mentioned all the small mistakes, though, they made during that game, too.
You know, I could not be more proud of our guys. Their effort tonight, the way we gelled, we bonded together, and we grew up. We really grew up. We played a really good football team. Up 20-6, and actually dropped one in the end zone. Up when we're up 20-6. That was late in the third quarter, and we just didn't execute when we needed to execute. And, too many penalties. We actually had a touchdown called off the board from a holding penalty, and just little things. Little inexperienced things that we will continue to work at and get better.
And I did hear at the JV game Saturday morning when I was there watching my nephew, there was a couple drop touchdown passes in that game as well. And, it just happens. You know, that just it happened in the playoff game last year.
Those things are contagious.
They are. You know, if you drop one at the end of the game, it's tough, especially if you catch it and it was going to be the game winner. But Garaway played tough. I think they learned a lot about themselves. They grew up a lot, like Coach said. And it'll be interesting to see where they go from here, Chris.
Yeah, and Dawson Lay with three touchdown passes to three different receivers. So pretty impressive. He had 111 yards rushing as well. Their rushing stats definitely came up, and we'll talk about that on Friday night. Strasburg and East Knox, you had a Hats Off Award winner in that game. Strasburg, they fell 34-28. Strasburg's been very busy
overtime,
with us.
Overtime, right? Overtime.
Yeah, and they've been very busy with us the last
they
three weeks.
They have. You know, we had them on the Extra Point here week one. We had a player of the week, and then, of course, my hat's off last week was Jared Willoughby with three touchdown catches. Former quarterback, of course, Andrew Cragen comes back, plays quarterback for the Tigers this year. And some controversy at the end of this game going into overtime. I guess the coin toss, there were some things with it. Don't know the whole story, but some people lost their cool and got a penalty and cost them a little field position and you know what.
The second year in a row that Strasburg had East Knox kind of in the bag. They had that game and they let it slip away.
They did, and they probably should have closed it out. And in regulation, they missed an extra point.
Yeah.
They'd have never gone to overtime. Yep. So, but you know what? Strasburg probably learned a lot about themselves that night as well. See how they rebound this week against Tuskegee Valley.
Well, and there's no doubt about it that Strasburg is a better team than they were last year. And I think Andrew Cregan has a lot to do with that, and being able to put Jared Willoughby back in his normal position it has a lot to do with it as well. Claymont and Riverview. Claymont just took care of Riverview like we kind of thought that they would. Claymont, they had our player of the week, our Harrison Auto Parts player of the week in that game.
They did. Taryn Harris, their quarterback, 4 touchdown passes, a touchdown run. Great game for Taryn Harris, and congratulations to our Harrison Auto Parts player of the week. You'll get a sweatshirt, a hoodie from Miller's Clothing and Shoes. Nice hoodies. They're black with our logo and says player of the week on them. Really nice. I want one, but they're a little small for me. I can't really
too
stand.
Big for me.
Yes. So right in the middle. But yeah. Taryn Harris, again, great week. Claymont rebounded well after the first week. They got handled pretty good by New Philadelphia, but the last 2 weeks, they've played really good football.
Yeah, and they're going to be there at the end of the year. That Week 10 game is going to loom large. I'm telling you, it's going to come down to the weekend.
We've had that one circled, though, for a while.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Moving on, the Indian Valley Braves, they continue to roll this week, 51-21. You know, Caden Hostetler, Cade Williams, just another incredible performance by both of those guys. Great defensive performance. I think they had 3 interceptions. Carson Hartrick had a touchdown run. Indian Valley just rolling.
Well, you guys asked Coach Matt Lancaster a great question after the game. Coach, what's the difference? I mean, it's the same players. What's the difference from last year to this year?
We're playing essentially with the same kids we had last year. You know, they're just a year older, a year longer in the weight room, and a year more experienced, and that really shows. You know, Williams has done a nice job running our offense. Caden Hostetler has just been, you know, a pleasant surprise, actually, with some of the things he's doing running the ball. And offensive line going, and our defense is fast, but that experience is huge.
You know, it's nice to see Matt Lancaster and Indian Valley Braves back to their winning ways. If you guys remember last year, I believe they started out 0-4, and they were in most of those games. But you know what? They had a lot of young players last year. This year, those young players are stepping up and making plays.
Well, something about those players, they grew up towards the latter part of the year because, as you stated, they started 0-4, but they ended the season 4-1.
Yeah, and a lot of juniors, too. So think about what this team's going to do next year when all of a sudden they're senior-laden, and you know they're going to be a force to be reckoned with the next couple of years.
Yeah, they will. And we'll talk about their game coming up here with head coach Brian Gamble from Sandy Valley as they join us here in a couple segments.
Yeah, and New Philadelphia, 28-6 winners over Northwest. Hearing that both players that went down, one was Garrett Strand, who had the 2 fumble recoveries. Another one was a Northwest player. Both of them strapped down to the board with a suspected head injury. Hearing that both of them were expected to be okay. Everything was looking good for that. That's good news. You know, New Philadelphia only up 7-6 at the half, and everybody was like, uh-oh, what the heck's going on? And then they blew up in the second half. So, you know, sometimes you just get off to slow starts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they were a little sluggish in that game. That defense turned it on to a different level there in the second half. Adam Sawesky, he did a great job on Friday night. He was able to catch up with head coach Matt Dennison of the Quakers.
We bent but didn't break defensively, but we got to be a little bit better. We got to get off the field so our offense can get on the field. That's what happened first half. You know, we learned from that. We went in at halftime. We were roofed. We were a little flat going in tonight, and that's something we can't have happen again. And, you know, we talked about our youth a lot and guys stepping up, and we played a little young tonight.
I remember a quote he made in the pregame show on Friday night. We had him on, and he said, you know, he goes, we expected Northwest to be better than they were. And now I wonder if he takes that comment back a little bit, because they did struggle in the first half. Good teams make adjustments and win in the second half. Exactly what happened last week. Northwest came in, surprised them, maybe caught them off guard a little bit. New Philadelphia made those adjustments at the halftime and pulled out a tough victory at the end. They lost a couple players, like you said, but hopefully they'll be back.
Learning experience for a younger team, obviously led by a young quarterback. So just just a learning curve, bump in the road.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Cam Alberts is back. He threw the halfback pass touchdown. So, you know, good to see him back. Hopefully Garrett Strand's okay going this week. The Dover Tornadoes, they got by Worcester 28-23 as Dover trailed, 23-21.
Was he sweating at all in here Friday night?
It was the Dre Hess effect.
Definitely. They used Caden Folkert and Ian Sexton are the two. I think Folkert caught 11 passes. Sexton, I think, 9 or 10. So, They missed Dre Hess bad. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
What's the prognosis there? I mean,
it's still going to be a couple weeks. They're thinking Steubenville or when conference play starts. But they're hoping Steubenville, but they definitely won't have him against Akron East this week, and I don't think they'll have him against Talmadge the week after. So
don't rush it, though.
Yeah, I mean, Dover could be – they don't play better this week. They'll be in big trouble, and their defense is a little suspect again, starting to give up some yards. So we'll get into that on Friday night
as well.
That
could be an issue, Joe. You've been touting these two D1 running backs the Akron East Dragons have on their roster.
Yeah, they gave them trouble last year, if you guys remember. Yep. Dover pulled it out late, but you got two D1 running backs in high school. That's a tough challenge for anybody.
The Dover defense, though, they're much better than they were.
Oh, they're much better. But Alex Sayre, 50, I think it was either 51 or 54 passes.
That game Friday night?
Yes.
You're lying.
Crazy. No, look it up. Wow. I sent it to you.
I think it
was either 51 or 54.
See, this is what happened when I missed a week,
threw
man.
Two touchdowns and two picks, I think.
No, here's what I mean. We'll talk week four coming up.
Yeah, he had 414 yards.
Yeah, it was crazy. So it was the Dre Hess effect is what
there's no doubt about it. We'll talk about them on Friday night. And the last game before we get to our game of the week, New Cumberstown, they got beat by Bern Union 41-0. Connor had 16 carries, 36 yards. They just didn't have a lot of offense. Weaver, their quarterback, had 3 carries, 12 yards, had 8 completions for 30 yards. They were down 13-0 at the end of the first, 20-0 at the half, and it just went out of control from there. But New Cumberstown, and they've been struggling offensively in Connaughton Valley, another one that's been struggling.
Yeah, we'll talk about them both on Friday night coming up with their games, and we'll try to reach out to their coaches and kind of see where they're going from here, because it's tough to keep kids focused when you're struggling like this.
How could you forget about your boy Casey Cummings and TC?
Well, yeah, I was going there. Yeah, right. 13-10 winners. They got their first win of the season. Yeah, I didn't have it on here because we didn't get the score until late.
Yeah.
But they're in for a tough game this week.
Yeah, they'll have a tough one. We'll talk about that coming up here in the final segment of the show. But 13-10 win last
year. New quarterback, too.
Yeah, another quarterback.
Injuries for them again.
They're down to like their fourth quarterback, coach was saying. Yeah. And
they moved both prices back where they needed to be at the wide receiver position.
We'll see if the price is right then.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh,
that was pretty lame.
I like what you did there.
No, that was lame.
I thought you were dinging it. And our game of the week, Sandy Valley, Tusky Valley. Of course, we have Sandy Valley in here tonight. Can't wait to get to talk to those guys in just a few minutes. But my hats off award went to Haley Scurry with a couple field goals in that game. You know, I think it was cool to get a female kicker. We had two of them, one kicking for Northwest also. We had a female kicker a couple years ago for Carrollton, and I think that was pretty neat. So she got my hats off award. By the way, in the Dover game, you/me/slash
Jared, I get it,
had your hats off award. Actually, no, it was this one. It was Tusky Ethan Valley. It was Ethan Love. Sorry, my bad.
Ethan Love with the hats off. One touchdown pass, two touchdown runs, and of course, we'll talk to Coach Gamble about that game a little bit. They were up 26-7, I believe it was. And
you have to remind them?
I'm sure I don't have to, but I just told the listeners what the score was. But we'll get into that game coming up next segment with Brian Gamble, head football coach of Sandy Valley Cardinals. And, can't wait to talk to him. We haven't really talked to him. We talked to him a little bit after their first win, but we really haven't been able to sit down and talk about his team, talk about his season so far. Two tough losses, week one to Fairless and, of course, last week as well. And then they had the big emotional 3 overtime win the week before. So we'll get into that with Coach coming up in the next segment. Again, Facebook, don't forget to like our page, WTUZ, Big Z Sports. We have all kinds of fun stuff on there. Our Facebook poll question, of course, on Friday nights. We'll get into that. Twitter, @big_Z Sports. Our Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. If you want to text Coach Gamble a question, do that tonight. Text us in, like I said, 330-339-9399. And get a question in for Coach Gamble. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back and have Coach Gamble right after this on Z Country 99.9.
Now back to Big Z Sports on 99.9.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Big thanks to Pizza Parlor 5 and Sugar Creek for providing the food tonight, as they have done each and every week. Jeremiah, thank you for that. And now it's time to welcome in Sandy Valley head football coach Brian Gamble. And Coach, we've talked to you a couple times this year, but this is the first time we've actually got to sit down and talk a little Cardinal football with you. Let's rewind and go back to week one. We haven't talked to you much about the season. Tough loss week one, Fairless 26-12. Talk to us a little bit about your game, if you can think back that far.
Yeah, we were, we started off, coming out hot and coming out swinging. And I thought, for having a young team, we really showed, a lot of people that were at the game, that, we were capable of moving the football, that's for sure, with our young quarterback at the time. We were able to drive down the field and score, and that was big. And our defense, at the time, was able to slow them down. And it was a really close game at halftime, we were able to make some adjustments and slow them down. And then at the end, we just kind of ran out of gas and got worn down a little bit when they kept running the football, and they wore us down a little bit just being young. But I thought we grew up and made some huge strides. Play by play, we're growing as a team, and I thought we did a pretty nice job week one.
Coach, yeah, you mentioned that game was tied at the half, 12-12, and then they went on to score 14 unanswered in the second half. Is that something with a young team? Explain to the folks, learning how to close out football games and play full four quarters of football. That's one thing a young team might have to learn.
That's what we're doing right now. Yeah. We talk about it. It's our theme. When we start, six sophomores and a freshman on both sides of the ball, especially on that, in their first game, that's huge. And we're learning, we're growing as a team, and we're going to continue to get better. And I'm excited though. We're all excited, as far as our progression and where we're at, and where we're going to be at by the end. I think the kids are very excited about the process of how we're building and how we're growing, and our coaching staff's doing a great job. And we're just going to continue to get better, and that's all we can do with a daily grind.
Coach, in week number one, was a lot of you guys' issue possibly the fact that you guys did not control the clock and did not control the ball? You guys only had 31 yards rushing on the ground. They had 269. That is such a huge disparity, and they were able to control the clock with 269 yards rushing.
Absolutely. They definitely won the trenches up front. That, when we had three sophomores in our offensive line, and just some growing pains there. But we were able to move the football through the air, and we were able to move the football. Cameron Blair did a great job distributing the football to multiple receivers. I believe we had multiple receivers with multiple catches, and that's what we want to do and put pressure on the defense. No, we won't be able to run the football during that game, but at the same time, we were able to get it through the air.
Coach, that game was a Thursday night. You guys opened up the season on a Thursday, and it's a good thing you did that and you got that extra rest, because on Friday night, unbeknownst to you, you're going to have a triple overtime game, and your guys would need that rest. First of all, you guys did go on to win the game 34-27 against Minerva, but just explain the marathon that is. What's going on through a coach's head? Gosh, first, second, now on to the third overtime.
Oh man, I tell you what, again, when you talk about closing out, we were ahead then, and then then we let Minerva, chip away at us, and they're able to tie the game up at the end. And then we were driving down for the game-winning field goal in the fourth quarter, and our freshman quarterback steps up, makes an interception, throws it to probably one of their best players, Riley Walker, and he takes it down the sidelines, and then he's able to run him down, trip him up on the 8-yard line.
Wow.
And we're able to preserve that to get into overtime, because it almost was a walk-off pick six.
Wow, that would have been incredible. And then, Coach, I just asked you the question about rushing, rushing the football and being able to control the clock. Then you guys come back in week number two, and you guys yourselves have 296 yards rushing. Yes, you had the 371 passing and threw the ball 54 times with a freshman quarterback, but you were able to establish the run game. And turn around, Brad Smith has 22 carries, 108 yards, and three touchdowns. Of course, the game winner in three overtimes. Talk about the difference of being able to rush the football in that game.
Again, when we were able to establish the line of scrimmage, I think we are more potent when we are balanced, when we're able to be balanced. And, you know, we try stubbornly to run the football. And Brad did an amazing job carrying the ball, running downhill, running hard. You know, he scored 3 touchdowns. He ran, I believe it was for 108 yards. And he was able to break some tackles. But he did a very good job of stepping up. Our other tailback, Brendan Obradovich, was out with a concussion. So we're down to 1 tailback right. The entire time. So he was kind of the bell cow during that time. And he was able to get the job done. And we were able to, you know, maintain our balance. Like you said, we were over 300 yards passing, and we were over with all the rushing. And we were able to get it going. And, you know, I'm very proud, though, as far as, you know, our resilience for having such a young team, never giving up. The entire time we believed the entire time, and our community and everybody backed us up there in that, and it was an awesome home game and an awesome experience for all of us.
Coach, I know you've been with the program for 9 years now, first as a head coach, and I know you spoke to me in the in an interview prior to week 2, and you said, you know, or prior to week 3, the win isn't about me, but as a coach, getting your first win as a head coach, how special is that to you and your program?
I mean, it's special for our kids, I think. You know, our kids, they work so hard, and they work their tails off. And, you know, it's been, you know, every day our coaches bring it every day. And it's a meat grinder sometimes in our practices. You definitely hear us out there. And, you know, I'm just – they go through a lot, and we put a lot on them. And I was just so happy for them that they're able to, you know, deal with adversity and then overcome that adversity, you know, over that 3 overtime stretch.
You'll never forget your first win, 3 overtimes. I mean, my goodness.
You know, my first win was the 3 overtimes, and then my first extra point was from, you know, our female kicker, Haley Scurry.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
That's awesome.
You need to write a book, Coach.
And she has a hat due to her also, yeah. Don't forget. Great.
So we were talking off the air, Coach. Extremely a tough loss week 1. You know, you're down here a little bit. Okay, we got a rebound. You learn a little bit about your team. And then all of a sudden, week 2, you're on an emotional high.
Yeah.
Great win. And now let's talk about last week. You were up 26-7.
It's a roller coaster. Boy, that was a dramatic entry.
It's been like the hill. You go up, you go back down. But a tough, I mean, I think the toughest loss of the season so far this year, obviously, against your rival, Tuskegee Valley. You were up 26-7. They come back and get you at the end, 29-26. What did you learn about maybe your team, learn about yourself after that game?
You know, I think as a team, we really had to stress, and we talked about in films, of, you know, the importance of finishing. Again, you know, talking about Minerva finishing, you know, finishing drives against Fairless, it's a key word there. And that's what, you know, that was the key element for us, was being able to finish. You know, we were inside the 5-yard line twice, and one time came up with 3. The other time the field goal was blocked to go ahead and seal it during that time. You know, and they were able to go all the way down the field, 80 yards, and get the go-ahead touchdown at the end. But again, you know, when we talk about, you know, our guys and how we respond, you know, we got kids that are blue collar, man. They work hard, and they're tough kids. They are. And we've had a lot of adversities, you know, all the way back from way back in camp and everything else that's going on so far this year. And our kids are just, you know, they respond, they're resilient, and we're going to continue that effort throughout the entire season.
Coach, how much, sorry, Joe, have you been preaching penalties against your team? 9-58, 7-41, 8-70 so far through 3 weeks. I'm sure you've been preaching to the guys, you know, we can't beat ourselves out there.
You know, the third game got a little chippy, you know, and there's a lot of personal fouls and just retaliation. You know, that was the silly thing with our young, especially our young guys. You know, when you
they always get the second
they
guy,
always
Coach.
Get the second guy. They do, and they got us with that. That's for sure. But you know, the holding calls and the jumping off sides, again, those are, you can insert, you know, being young and all that stuff, but that's still stuff that we got to clean up, and we as a coaching staff have to clean that up as well. And I think we did that this week.
Chris?
Coach, you know, just like you had talked about, it's just an incredible show of resiliency, you know, by Tuskegee Valley. You have to tip your hat to them.
Absolutely.
You know, you guys had the resiliency in week 2, and they had it coming back in week number 3. How even was that game? I mean, you look at it, you guys had more passing yards than they did, but the rushing yards were a little more lopsided on their side, but you get onto the total yards. Sandy Valley, you guys had 361 yards. Tuskegee Valley, 357. You wonder why it was one of those games that ended up a three-point game. It was a, you know, very balanced game as far as that's concerned.
It was balanced. You know, they were able to run the football, especially at the end. You know, I think guys that were playing both ways, I think that was an issue as far as us wearing down a little bit. But I think, you know, we you know, at the same time, I think, though, that we were able to, you know, throw some points up and, you know, we were able to, you know, match them just through the air. You know, not maybe that blunt force that they were trying to do. And we do it our way. And we do it with tempo and we do it with precision passing. And I think we were able to do that part. You know, it's just not being able to finish at the very end.
You're listening to the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition on Z Country 99.9. Presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McRoy. We're talking to head football coach at Sandy Valley, Brian Gamble. And coach, final question here, and we'll go to break. But it seems like all the coaches that we're talking to around the area this year, and we talked about it off the air, everybody is telling us, you know, we're young. We're trying to learn how to win. Everybody is saying this. And over the last two or three years, this area has been so good at – we had so many good teams – and I guess what I'm trying to ask is, after these three games from you as a first-year head coach and your young team, what have you learned from your team after these three games?
You know, the biggest thing is that we've learned, you know, about not taking your foot off the gas. I mean, that's both offensively, defensively, and special teams. You know, we're going to continue to do that, continue to hammer that topic. And you know, we've learned that, you know, that we're pretty athletic, and you know, we can be scary at times, especially offensively. We know that defensively, you know, when we play with our attitude and effort, when we are flying around back there, you know, we're making plays. But we got to put together learning to play to put together all four quarters of it. I think that's going to be the time when we are at our best.
Well, you're listening again to the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. The Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance. We're going to take a timeout, be back, and we're going to be joined by Austin Derrick, Adam Ruge, and Brad Smith, three senior captains for the Sandy Valley Cardinals. That's all coming up after this on Z Country 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show on Z Country 99.9. The Extra Point, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, and Eric McElroy. Thanks again to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for providing the food for tonight. Great parlor sub, a couple pizzas, and Mountain Dew to get all these guys sugared up before they go back.
I didn't see any Mountain Dew out
you
there.
You didn't see any Mountain Dew?
No.
Big 2
over
liter,
here drinking water.
There's Eric McElroy blind again.
Oh, okay. But, guys, we have a full house again. We are on Facebook Live as well. Thanks, Rachel, for filming us as we talk live on 99.9 and on Facebook. And we're joined by Austin Derrick right here. We got Adam Ruge over here.
Ruge.
And we got Brad Smith right over there.
That's
Austin,
Mr. Three Touchdown over
yes,
there.
Yes, he is. And we're going to start with the three-year letter winner. That's pretty impressive. Austin, tell us about what positions you play and what's been your favorite game so far this year?
I play middle linebacker.
Get closer there,
fullback.
Bud.
And the biggest game was probably Minerva, you know, coming out with the win. And then who doesn't like triple overtime? I mean, it's always fun.
That you only get triple overtime when you're playing Madden and stuff. I mean, that doesn't happen in real life. Hey, what number do you wear on the field?
24.
You play any other sports?
Baseball.
Awesome. What position?
Left field.
Awesome. Hey, how great was it to get Coach Campbell his first victory as a head coach, being that triple overtime game? How crazy was it in the locker room after that game?
Oh, it was pretty epic. I mean,
epic. I like it.
Like getting his first win, I know it means a lot to him, but getting a first win on the season, that's pretty important too.
On to Adam Ruge. Adam, what position do you play?
I play center and then defensive line.
Now, I asked you, do they yell to the fans? Do they yell, Ruge? And you go, no.
Wish.
And then I go, well, why not?
I hope they start.
That's my goal now, to get it started. Riley Benson, I hope you're listening. That's the goal now, the rest of the season.
Is it the Cardinal Nation, Cardinal Crazies? Which one is it? Is it Cardinal Crazies?
Crazies.
Yeah. So let's get the Cardinal Crazies on board with chanting Ruge every time he comes on the field.
By the way, Coach, I like those shirts the boys are wearing. Just throwing that out there. Medium for me, just saying.
Double X.
of course, that was Adam. Adam, what's your number out there on the
52.
Field? 52. And then any other sports for you?
Nope.
No, just football. Just football, just sticking to football. Yep. Hey, nothing wrong with
that.
Now,
you know your head coach is the baseball coach too, right?
Yeah.
And Austin knows that pretty well. Do you like him better on the baseball field or on the football field?
Great question.
Football field, actually.
Wow.
All right. Okay. Any reason why, or is it just because you like football more than baseball?
I just like football more than baseball.
Gotcha. Brad, right next to me. Brad Smith, we didn't forget about you. What did you guys say about three touchdowns?
This is three touchdowns in the second game of the season. 108 yards, three touchdowns, and Woo-hoo. The game winner.
Oh, of course, right. Game winner. Talk about the triple overtime. The game winner, obviously, it's like a walk-off in baseball, right? Hitting the homer to end the game.
I don't know. It was probably the most insane night of my life. I've never experienced anything that draining and like pleasing in my life.
I want to ask you guys this, because not a lot of times do. Now, I played youth football, and at that time there was a girl that played. A lot of people. It's rare that it does happen. How cool is it that that a girl is out there with you guys, kicking field goals and contributing to the team? I mean, it's something that, like I said, yeah, a lot of teams don't get to experience.
It's honestly pretty cool because like you don't really see it that often, and then once like we actually get one from around here, it's pretty cool to see her just kick it, because you don't normally see girls playing football, and when one does come out and play, it's pretty cool to watch.
That's Haley Scurry. Chris, your hat's off last week, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Adam, I'll ask you, I'll piggyback on that. Is that something that do you guys look at her as a girl, or do you look at her as just, hey, she's just another football player just like everybody else? In all honesty,
I consider her as one of my teammates. I mean, I don't really notice, like, yeah, she's a girl, but she's just one of my best friends. I mean, she's one of our teammates, and we all like her.
Were you guys like, all right, let's see. First time she gets out there to kick, you're like, let's see what she can do. And then she probably nails a couple, right, puts a few through the uprights. So you're like, all right, welcome to the team, Haley. Is that probably how it went, Brad?
I mean, her first day, she boomed a 40-yarder. So
get out of town.
No, she sailed it right down the middle, so I was pretty impressed.
You're like, all right, she's part of the team. Hey, did I ask you play any other sports?
No, I don't play anything else.
All right. Well, Coach, you got some athletes in here. May want to get them on the diamond, Coach.
Well, if you remember, kickers at Sandy Valley have been really good over the past. Jacob Wagner, ring a bell? You remember him a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I'm sure Haley learned a little bit from Jacob. So, guys, we wish you nothing but the best the rest of the season. I know there's been some emotional highs, a loss, a big win, another loss. And this week, you know, good luck against Indian Valley. You got them last year, and go get them this week. Okay?
Yeah, you guys are the game of the week, right? That's our game of the week.
It's our game of the week. So we'll have two stringers there. We'll have Riley there. Shannon will be there. It's going to be well covered.
What we're saying is it's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. No, and usually the Big Z Sports Karma rubs off a little bit. And so none of the teams have lost since they've been on here. So just so you know. No pressure.
Real quick, we'll go around the room for 10 seconds. Shout out to mom. Anybody out there listening? You want to say something?
No, not really.
No. You don't want to shout out the lady who does your laundry and packs your lunches?
On. Didn't you raise your hand when I said you had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her name?
Ray.
When's your homecoming?
No, he asked what's her name, not his name. You said Ray. I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you. All right, we won't put any of you kids on the spot. You guys continue to do the right thing. You're going to get some W's this year, all right?
Absolutely. Brad Smith, thank you. Austin, thank you. Adam Rube, thank you very much. And guys, we're going to welcome back in your head coach, Brian Gamble. He's going to join us back, and we're going to talk a little Indian Valley now with Coach Gamble and get his thoughts on the big game this week. The Indian Valley Braves and Sandy Valley Cardinals. Coach, you got a good group of kids there.
Great group.
Yes, they are. They're a great group. They're a special group.
And you have your hands full.
but they're a lot of fun, and they're a lot of, you know, they're great to coach every day. And, you know, just every day coming to work, it makes it fun.
Now, Austin said he liked you better on the football field, but where do you like him better, football or baseball?
I like him making plays, whatever it is.
That's
a coach right there.
Yeah, great just making plays for me.
Awesome.
Coach, right. How do you go about this week? Indian Valley, last year you guys beat them 35-28. This year you're on the road at their place. How do you go about taking on this team this week? We know they like to run the football, and their offensive line's been gelling lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they run the ball very, very well, as they do each and every year. Coach Lancaster does a great job there. You know, they really run downhill. They run violent. And, you know, our linebackers really got to step up. It's been our theme this week. And, you know, we really got to try to slow them down and, you know, do our jobs and stay gap sound and, you know, continue to run on the football.
Coach, that's what I was going to ask you was, you know, they've got some linebackers and some corners that have been making some plays the last few weeks. I think they've got 5 or 6 interceptions on the season. Is that something that you are going to pay extra special attention to this week and in telling Cameron Blair, look, if you got to throw it away, throw it away. Don't force something and get yourself into trouble because, you know, go to the next down instead of turning the ball over.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, keep it, you know, pretty basic and you know, try to keep it our reads as basic as we could. And, you know, and I think that, you know, we have, you know, try to make our check downs and everything. If they do this, we're going to do their type of deal. We broke down every play. He's really worked his tail off, you know, going through the game plan. You know, he sticks around after practice. We watch film together and break things down together. And he's really on the same page right now. For a 14-year-old, he's really taking a huge step forward. And you know, we're excited about him.
Oh, I would too. And, you know, the first 3 weeks of his career as a freshman, he has put up some really good numbers. And you don't see freshman quarterbacks that do that a lot, especially in your type of offense. Our hats off to Cameron Blair and you guys as a coaching staff that have him ready to go.
You know, last week, Coach, we'll say one more thing about last week, and I want to ask you, after that tough loss, what did you say to him in the locker room to prepare him for this week?
The biggest thing is, learning and moving on. What we, you know, talking about finish, talking about, you know, how the importance of that, you know, the importance of growth and the importance of, you know, continuing to get better. You know, we there's, you know, glaring, you know, issues that we needed to fix. And, you know, the film on Saturday really cleared up some things. And I think our guys really responded really well. And again, it was, you know, there's when you're up like that and you ended up, you know, getting the short end of it, it's tough for all ends. But at the same time, we have to pick up our pieces, we have to move on, and then we have to get ready for Indian Valley.
Yeah, Coach, we all know the first step to a big game for the week is a great week of practice. How's practice been so far this week?
It's been a good week. Again, we, you know, our kids, they practice hard. You know, they our scout team gave us a great look. You know, it helps that we run similar defenses. That's for sure for our offense. That helps. And then, you know, our defense, though, we've really worked on running to the football. And we're cleaning up some special teams and just fixing our mistakes. You know, being a young team, and I think we're doing that. And hopefully, we see improvement.
Yeah, one thing you mentioned was a defense running the football. Yeah, like your gang tackle is probably the key this week, too. Yeah, bring him down. Wrap up in there, boys.
Yep, Coach, we appreciate you. And speaking of wrapping up, we're going to wrap up this segment.
Hey, now.
And say a big thank you to coming down and taking time out of your busy prep week. I know Wednesdays is the key day, I think, for most teams around here. Thursdays is your walkthrough, your final, you know, touches to the game. And we wish you nothing but the best on Friday night. We really do. And we look forward to covering Sandy Valley. Riley's there every week for us, and we love the Cardinal Crazies, and you guys are awesome. And again, wish you nothing but the best of luck the rest of the season, and we'll talk to you again probably Friday night.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it, and thanks for all your support.
Absolutely. That's head football coach Brian Gamble from Sandy Valley, first year head coach, as he prepares his team for a big game this week. Our game of the week here for Big Z Sports against Indian Valley. The 3-0 Braves take on the 1-2 Cardinals, which should probably be 3-0, but you know what? They lost a couple they shouldn't have, but Coach Gamble will get them on track again. Thanks, Coach, and to all the players for joining us here on the Big Z Sports Show. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back, and we are going to preview week 4 of the rest of the games in the area and talk a little bit about that. I think there was a winning streak that happened today up in Cleveland. We might talk about that a little bit as well, but that's coming up after this quick timeout here on Z Country 99.9.
We're the home of Big Z Sports, 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back into the Big Z Sports Show, the Extra Point Edition, presented by Michael Taylor, Allstate Insurance, Joe Geckler, Chris Kale, Eric McElroy. The gang is back together after we missed Eric last week. Eric, I'm glad you're back, buddy. Glad you're feeling a lot better as well. Thanks to Pizza Parlor 5 in Sugar Creek for providing the food for tonight's program. And, of course, big thank you to the Sandy Valley Cardinals head football coach Brian Gamble and his players for joining us. You know, Wednesdays, like I said to him, is a busy, busy week for football teams as they put the final touches on their game plan and really get after it. And they took time to join us tonight like each team does on Wednesday nights, and we really, really appreciate it. But we're going to move ahead. We're going to go to week four, Chris, and there's some you know, there's some big games this week. And,
one
game that we mentioned last segment is our Big Z Sports game of the week, and it's going to be Sandy Valley and Indian Valley. We're going to have both stringers covering this game for us. Shannon Thomas, of course, Indian Valley. Riley Benson will cover it for Sandy Valley. So we'll have it covered both angles. And, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, Facebook Live might get interesting. I might have them do it together, you know, something like that. So we'll see what happens.
Are they going to be able to hold up to the standard that myself and Adam Mackey, me and Adam set the standard for Dover Philly games of going back and forth. So we have to. They have to hold that standard. We'll see what they do.
All right, let's run down the schedule for the next week.
Another game, we have I'm going to talk about the games we have covered for you. Dover 3-0, Akron East 2-1, Tim Plants will be there. New Philadelphia 3-0, St. Charles of Columbus is 0-3. Adam Soweski will be at that game. Claymont 2-1, Buckeye Trail 2-1. Keith Thomas will be at that game for us. And, of course, Garaway 1-2 takes on TCC, who's 1-2. And Jeremiah Johnson will cover that game for us. Chris, look at the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, and we'll have New Cumberstown taking on Malvern, Ridgewood at East Canton, Strasburg. Actually, Ridgewood hosting East Canton. Strasburg at Tuskegee Valley, Carrollton hosting Marlington, and West Holmes at Mansfield Senior. An interesting matchup. I have to see if Coach Zach Gardner can get the West Holmes Knights their first win of the season.
Yeah, I'm interested there. He kind of took it on the chin week two, and last week was a closer game again like week one was. And it'll be very, very interesting to see how these teams can respond from losses or even continue their winning streaks, Eric.
Yeah, game of the week. I'm looking forward to see that one, like you said, covered from basically every single angle you can have it covered from. And then all the rest of the action, IVC action gets going this week.
You mentioned that in a brand new 2017 edition of the IVC. Every team in the area but Dover, Philly in the IVC now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Less games to talk about, but each game has a meaning for us because they all play each other now. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to try to get Chuck Rest in here on Friday night to talk new IVC and let him break it down for us a little bit. What to expect, north and south is what the divisions are. And, you know, talk about the new look. And it's neat to see.
Well, and it's not just about football, too. We can ask Chuck about, you know, what happens whenever Connaught Valley and Highland come in for other sports other than just football. So it'll be really interesting to talk to him. Hopefully, Chuck's a great guy. Was a football official for a number of years, so it'll definitely be good to get his perspective.
Chris, you mentioned it's not always about football, isn't that right? Especially at a time like this. The Cleveland Indians, folks, of course, now 21 games in a row. They're doing some things there in Northeast Ohio. They've outscored opponents during this stretch, 139-35. Team batting average, 305. Home runs, they've only hit 41 during this stretch. ERA for the starters, 1.7. The numbers are just insane. It's something that you see it in baseball once every 80, 90, 100 years.
The key to this winning streak, and is this stat right here, the starting pitchers during this 21 wins, 19-0. You get your starting pitchers to win 19 games in 20, you know, and that's impressive. Also, another stat, think about this, guys. Think how impressive this is. In the last 21 games, the Indians are 21-0. The Cleveland Browns have 20 wins in the last 87
games. Thanks for that,
87
Joe.
Games. Just to show you the magnitude of what they're doing.
Well, they play 162 games.
But it's never happened before. But
I mean, I'm just saying, you can't
it has. It's happened one time, twice.
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah, but I mean, it hasn't been done in almost 100 years.
Sure, and now they're going after the Chicago Cubs. One more win tomorrow. We'll get them 22 in
a row. There's a lot of talk about what win streak is what. Then, you know, that's for Friday. Though. We'll have fun with that.
Yes.
Again, big thank you to Sandy Valley head football coach Brian Gamble and his players Austin Derrick, Brad Smith, and Adam Ruge coming in to visit with us tonight about Sandy Valley football. We appreciate that. Again, big thanks to Pizza Parlor 5 for the pizza tonight and the subs and, of course, the drinks as well. Jeremiah always hooking us up for our game or for our shows. Don't forget about Friday night coming up at 5:30. Join all three of us again for the Big Z Sports Show, presented by DAC Vitamins and Minerals. We have a whole big show lined up for you, talking about week four. That's coming up Friday, beginning at 5:30. For Eric and Chris. I'm Joe Geckler saying thanks for listening to this week's edition of The Extra Point presented by Michael Taylor Insurance on Z Country 99.9.